You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Statistics New Zealand recently released data showing no improvement for children living in material hardship over the past year. I spoke to Molly Grant, a researcher at the University of Auckland, conducting a survey of over 5,000 children in a project called Growing Up in New Zealand. She has uncovered some of the symptoms of childhood poverty and is calling for policy changes to help urgently increase some of the country's lowest incomes. I started our interview by asking if New Zealand was the best place in the world to grow up, set as a government goal 4 years ago.
Yeah, you're right. It has been 4 years since the government set the goal of becoming the best place in the world to be a child, and a big focus of this goal is to ensure that families and whānau have what they need in terms of good housing, nutritious food, and access to other everyday essentials. So this puts alleviating child poverty as a real priority for the government. And last week, the Statistics New Zealand released their latest child poverty figures. After declines between 2018 and 2021, we see that no further gains have been made for 2022.
What else did the statistics released last week show about child poverty?
The fact that more children didn't fall into poverty despite the COVID-19 pandemic is something that we really should celebrate. But next year's numbers may tell a very different story, as we've seen the cost of living crisis really ramp up since June last year when these statistics were, or the data for these statistics were collected. So the rising cost of everyday essentials like food and housing, petrol as well, is really hitting families hard. We see this around the country. So in terms of the modest goals that the government has set for reducing child poverty here in Aotearoa, the numbers released last week really show a lack of progress over the past year.
The cost of living crisis as well as COVID, was there anything else to blame for the high rate of child poverty, which is around 1 in 10, as according to the study?
Yeah, the causes of child poverty are really complex and they aren't straightforward, but do stem from a range of different factors like families having low income, discrimination, and as you said, really relevant to the current times is the inflated cost of living. Poverty trends tend to reflect broader societal issues, and we know that when times get hard, the families who are already struggling to make ends meet are the ones who are most severely impacted.
Growing Up in New Zealand is your study of child development in New Zealand with over 5,000 children in the study. What are some interesting things you've uncovered so far in this study?
Our research is really focused on material hardship, so children who are living in homes that can't afford or can't access basic necessities. So our research shows that for the children represented in the poverty statistics last week, it's actually unlikely that this is their first experience of hardship. So the Statistics New Zealand figures tell us, as you said, that 1 in 10 children are living in hardship currently. But our work shows that actually 1 in 5 children will likely experience hardship at some point in their life before they finish primary school. So our study means that we get a really clear picture of what hardship is like for children growing up in New Zealand, and we are able to look at the children's whole childhood rather than a single point in time.
How does New Zealand stack up against overseas countries in terms of children growing up?
When hardship rates have been compared to European countries in the past, New Zealand is ranked slightly above the median, meaning that we really should continue to do more for our children, particularly because we know that the conditions that children are growing up in really shape their development in childhood, but also poverty can have long-lasting effects that causes harm to health and family life, as well as employment opportunities in adulthood as well.
Finally, what can we do to improve the respective childhoods of young New Zealanders?
The past year, the statistics from StatsNZ released last week show that our anticipated worst didn't happen and that more children didn't fall into poverty. But next year, the child poverty statistics may be more devastating as we continue to see a rising cost of living. So the most effective policies are the ones that really lift households' income and help to offset the big costs like housing costs, food, and transportation as well. So initiatives that really tackle these aspects are going to be the ones that are most effective in reducing poverty for our children and young people.
That was University of Auckland researcher Molly Grant on child poverty and material hardship for children in New Zealand.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.